Good afternoon, young man. How in the world are you doing after another hard day at work?
Books. It was hump day, so we're ready for Friday Eve now.
How long? Take the shoes off, get back, rest a while.
Good, but I don't believe the yard's going to wait that long.
About an hour or so for it to cool off. You got to have a little bit of rest.
Keeps you out this afternoon.
Well, I went and got two tires put on the front of my truck. Went by Sportsman's Warehouse and picked up some ammo I had ordered. Took Mama out to lunch and now I'm headed back home.
You had a nice day.
I aggravate. Somewhere I'd lost a lug and Walmart won't touch it. It's missing a lug, so I had to go to Nissan and buy a lug. Go back, put it on myself, and then they change the tires.
It's almost ridiculous, isn't it?
But that's their policy. And I needed the lug nut anyway.
Real quick, I'll get back with you. KN4TFW.
Standing by.
Hung up, so I guess I'll catch him another time.
Me, all it is a telemarketer or a spam risk or something like that.
Yeah, it probably was. I didn't recognize the number. I'm going to call here in a few minutes, though.
About 5 car lengths ahead of me. She told me that her car needed an oil change within the next 64 miles. She said, I might just trade it. And I said, you're a nut.
You trade it when the tires wear out.
I hate so much to admit it, but yeah, they are getting a little low.
You know you normally are on? You know you usually do? It just didn't sound as good as it usually does.
Static on my end. Probably where I'm at.
Yeah, it's a lot better now.
The spot between Home and Anderson, unfortunately.
How was you this morning?
Proved at 3 o'clock, got them out. I was on the road by 3:30. And I finished up somewhere around 7:15.
Probably running late. We didn't hear you this morning.
We were going to run late this morning because it's Wednesday. They normally do run late.
I said, hey, when you get back to the house.
The way she's driving, she'll be sitting on the front porch rocking in the rocking chair by the time I get there.
She ain't gonna get a speeding ticket, is she?
I hope not.
Asked me, we were doing like you, headed to the house, and she passed me downtown, and the police pulled her over.
Get a piece of blue paper.
By the time I was getting to the house, she says, you're laughing, aren't you? It's like, yeah, I couldn't help it.
I've been stopped more times than Carter's got liver pills. Years of her driving, she's only gotten one speeding ticket.
For Susan, she only got that one, at least since we've been together. And that, but I missed most of that transmission.
Because I'm sort of in a bad spot again.
On her new Jeep, you can on the navigation system, you can set the speed limit. Tell it if I'm 5 over, tell me. Or whatever, and it, we set it for like 5 over, and that thing goes off all the time. I'm gonna have to change it.
I was police, and I gave 15 miles over the speed limit before I pulled anybody over. I gave them 5 for possibly changing a different tire size, messing up the speedometer. 5 miles for you having their salt somewhere else. 5 miles on top of that, just to be fair. Once you hit 16, you got a ticket.
I wonder if a lot of them do that.
I train over here and still do it. out of 10, but if you had a real good attitude, I reduced it on the roadside so it wouldn't cost as many points as much mine money.
There's a dozen of them with blue lights all in a row going down 385.
Going on, I don't know where they'd be. My youngest boy, he's down in Myrtle Beach, some school with DOT. And the other one is in law enforcement. He's out in Branson in our condo enjoying his birthday gift.
They were going to a call or whatever. It looked like it was a convoy or something.
They'd be doing an escort, because when they have extra wide loads, they pay them to the ones that are off duty to come and run escort for them. Susan ever ate at the Hook in Anderson?
Oop, I didn't get any of that.
Susan ever eaten at the restaurant called the Hook in Anderson?
KN4TFW.
I'll go to Anderson. I plan on eating out. Stop by there and eat. You won't regret it. Food's excellent and the prices are reasonable.
I'll have to do it. I think we're down there in the next couple of weeks for one of the grand youngins' birthdays.
Especially the baby shrimp. Oh, man. The way they cook them make you want to reach over and smack somebody.
Yeah, shrimp eater.
My. But that's what we used to go when we go out to eat lunch. You can't coordinate beef Friday. I'm going to go to firing range, let me know, and we'll head over that way and go.
Now that you say that, that'd be a good thing. We look forward to it for sure. We just got to line it up when she's off of work.
And her busy.
Get back doubles last week. I think yesterday was her only double for this week. I'm sorry, Sunday was her only double.
Doing management or is she working the floor?
Before and worked the floor and everything, but right now she just is, she's cashiering and hosting, and then the plates that they have are really, really heavy, and she's got a couple of discs in her neck that are messed up, and so them extra heavy plates just give her a hard time and that, so she just hosts and cashiers.
Better take it slow and easy. She don't need to mess nothing up.
Retirement, right?
Hell. Or you won't know when I'm going to retire again.
I got a phone call, Ed. I'll talk to you later. KN4TFW.
Have a good one. Be careful. KN4 and AP will be clear. 73.